We've come to learn that Governor Phil Murphy's office was warned that ordering the nursing homes to readmit residents recovering from the coronavirus would result in deaths. But as we all know, they went ahead with the idea anyway. Thanks to the digging by New Jersey Advanced Media, we found out that New Jersey Health Commissioner Judy Persicelli told hundreds of long-term care providers, nursing homes, veteran centers, back on a March 31st, 2020 conference call, that they would soon be expected to readmit COVID-positive nursing home residents. She told the staff that the returning patients would need to be separated into a separate wing, be assisted by separate staff that were not allowed to mingle, and told facilities unable to do that to, well, give us a call. We'll help you out. After the announcement, Persicelli was warned by, well, at least at this point, an unnamed administrator that people would die should the infected residents be admitted. Person said, you understand that by asking us to take COVID-19 patients, by demanding we take COVID patients, that patients will die in nursing homes that would not have otherwise died had we screened them out. Now, think about this. Somebody involved with that conference call, the Murphy administration at least, must have a recording of that call, which I really wonder if it will ever see the light of day. The day after the conference call, the New Jersey Department of Health was slammed with calls from almost 100 facilities saying they didn't have enough resources to staff or separate patients properly. That was the day after. Within a week, around 200 facilities called to say that. And that was even admitted by the New Jersey Department of Health spokesperson, Donna Lausner. And as we all know, over 8,000 deaths in New Jersey nursing homes and veterans centers so far. Governor defended his order this past Monday, again, saying that the order was crystal clear and that if a long-term care facility were to readmit a formerly COVID-positive resident, they would need to follow the state guidelines. Sounds like Murphy was leaving the long-term care facilities no option. Just do it, I guess you'd say. Don't you ever love when a boss tells you that? Ask for something that'll be tremendously detailed and have it done in a short period of time? Yeah, but just do it. Well, think back over this past year. How many times has the governor or anyone in his administration made it sound like this whole thing was a request rather than a mandate? Wall Street Journal found something really interesting. As just someone who cares, along with being a New Jersey taxpayer, you'll be annoyed to hear this. New Jersey tapped a fund meant for nurses and others working directly with patients to make unauthorized and, well, questionable payments to upper-level managers at its Veterans Agency, which oversees the nursing homes with the state's highest death count for COVID-19. Nations, too, come to think of it. Among those who got the bucks, Elizabeth Schiff Heedles, the now former chief executive of the Menlo Park Veterans Memorial Home in Edison, who got $13,392 in hazard pay, to which she wasn't deserving of before she got canned by Governor Murphy. Her top deputy and successor after she got fired, Scott Mueller, also got $14,290 from the pot, which is, by the way, funded by the first federal stimulus bill last year. State Civil Service Commission didn't approve the payments to Schiff Heedles or Mueller. Agency also paid as much as about $14,000 each to some mid-level managers with office jobs like human resources, payroll officials, from that same fund meant for direct care workers. Well, the claim was some of those officials spent as much as 100% of normal working hours assigned to direct care duties from late March until the end of June of last year. In contrast, licensed practical nurses at the facility, where workers are in near constant contact with patients, received less than $8,000 in hazard payments on the average because payments were based on a percentage of what your normal salary was. Since all this was discovered, Mueller agreed to a repayment plan, while discussions about giving the money back with Ms. Schiff Heedles are, as they say, ongoing. Statement, the department will work vigorously to recoup the erroneous payment. That's what the department sees things as. Chef Heedles, well, she didn't respond to request for comments. Asked about payment in a brief call back on, when was it, March 3rd. She said, I don't know what you're talking about. Talking to the Wall Street Journal, you like to publish lies or untruths. She didn't really specify what those lies or untruths are, but she is apparently not talking. As we well know, coronavirus rocketed through Menlo Park and a second veterans home in Paramus, New Jersey, starting in late March, going through April of last year, killed about a third of the around 600 residents at those two facilities. At Menlo, Chef Heedles, her team, screwed up the outbreak by withholding the presence of the coronavirus from families for a full week after they found the first case. They were the ones who barred employees from wearing masks around residents because they thought, oh, it would scare them. And they underreported the number of patients killed by the virus, among other things. Veterans Agency said that Menlo Park's human resources coordinator, business manager, payroll supervisor, a couple of office workers at the Paramus Veterans Home as well, all qualified to get the money because they had performed duties, like serving meals, cleaning rooms, when the facility was short-handed. Civil Service Commission approved their payments based on information provided by the Veterans Agency that they had performed those duties. The payroll records show that the administrative employees received the hazard pay amounts that suggest they worked essentially full-time on direct care duties from the end of March until the end of June. Menlo Park's Human Resources Chief at the time, Don Graham, got payments covering about 96% of normal working hours during that time period. Robin Martin, business manager, got payments covering 100% of normal hours during the period. Payroll supervisor got payments covering 91% of such hours. Now, the nurses, the food service, housekeeping workers at Menlo said in interviews that they saw the office workers helping residents only on, well, a handful of occasions. And that was only at the peak of the crisis. An example, a nurse said, Ms. Graham was observed changing residents' bedding one weekend. In the Chef Heedles case, she got a hazard pay that corresponds to about 96% of normal working hours from the end of March to the end of June. There was a video on Facebook shows her dancing with residents in the hallways in mid-April as everything was falling apart, but nurses said that she was otherwise a, quote, rare presence in the residence units. Meanwhile, in a letter to the state epidemiologist, who was Dr. Christina Tan at the Department of Health, State Senator Republican Joe Panaccio questioned if she was consulted by the Murphy administration when a directive was issued last year, forcing nursing homes to accept coronavirus patients from hospitals without testing. Panaccio was also the one who chaired a recent hearing that took a look at the pandemic's toll in long-term care facilities. He was joined by Republican senators, assembly representatives. They held a rather lengthy hearing, about 4 hours back on March 5th. Heard from family members who lost loved ones, veterans home residents who watched his friends die, and experts who weighed in on the governor's mandate and their role in more than 8,000 deaths. What are Panaccio's questions to Dr. Tan? Well, there's four. First, was your input solicited when the administration's March 31, 2020 directive requiring nursing homes to accept COVID patients was drafted? Question number two, did you agree with provisions of the directive that A, required nursing homes to accept recovering COVID patients, and B, prohibited nursing homes from testing residents prior to admission? If you didn't agree, with whom did you share concerns? Question number three for Dr. Tan, the Commissioner of Health has repeatedly stated that nursing homes were instructed not to accept COVID-positive patients unless they could be segregated from other residents in a separate unit or wing. As an epidemiologist, do you believe it was possible for nursing homes to identify who should be segregated when the administration's order prohibited testing for COVID prior to a resident's admission? If so, how? And question four, New Jersey's veterans' homes barred employees from wearing protective masks at the outset of the pandemic and devised a series of penalties with the help of the governor's office to punish caregivers who wore PPE without permission. Did you agree with that policy? If you opposed this policy, did you raise concerns with others in the administration or provide alternative guidance if such guidance was overridden? By whom? Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who want to hear the answers to those questions. And my bet is one governor who doesn't want anyone to hear them.